This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Our time here on this planet is so freaking short. When you look at and zoom out for a second and look at all of the freaking space around this floating rock in the sky that we are doing this lifetime on, oh my gosh. So allow yourself to look at the life that you have here as the blessing that it freaking is. What are you allowing to take up your mental, emotional, and energetic capacity on a daily basis? What has been consuming your capacity for even maybe the majority of your life? And can you allow yourself to zoom out and consider how freaking short this life actually is? And I know that you probably say it all the time and everybody says all the time, life is short. But what are you actually filling your capacity with? And I notice so often that everyone just is so at capacity. Their fuses are short. They're just overwhelmed and totally done. I really feel that it's because so many of us are just at capacity all of the time. And if you've been here for a while, you probably know a lot of my story. And I like to share that I used to be the person that had a really short fuse. I was always at capacity. If somebody asked me for something, I was an immediate no. I would just like snap a no, and I would almost be upset that someone asked me just because I had overextended my energy for so long that I couldn't even fathom trying to extend my energy even further for something else, even if it was something simple. And the reality of this is that living like that was a choice. I chose to fill my mental, emotional, and energetic capacity with shit that did not serve me. I chose to fill my mind with thoughts that I didn't need, that I couldn't control, and to hang on to things that did not support me in any way. I chose to stay in situations that drained me energetically and also just kept me at capacity. I was in a job that didn't light me up or fulfill me because I was overextending myself, and I just chose to keep myself at max capacity with shit that didn't light up my soul, that didn't support me. And because of this, I kept myself full to the max, which meant that I had no capacity to be able to hold what it was that I wanted in life, what I actually wanted this life to look like. And I say this to you because it can be really easy to say, yeah, I know I need to put myself first. But if you only have this one life in this human body, which you do, you're not coming back to this body. You're not coming back to this exact life. And this life is short. Do you want to continue to keep your capacity full with everything that you're carrying right now? With the resentment of the argument you had with the family member 5 years ago, with what your ex did to you 2 years ago, with all of the shoulds that you feel like you have to keep up with on a daily basis in order to look a certain way or present a certain way, or because what will other people say about me? Or do you want to make freaking space and let that shit go so that you have the capacity to be able to experience something else before your time is up in this lifetime? And I know that this is a little bit of a loving bitch slap. And if you're listening, you might be like, no, it's not loving, but it is. I say this out of so much love, because the last thing I want to see is you on your deathbed saying, wow, I wish I had listened to that girl that was yelling at me through my car stereo decades ago, telling me that I should let go of the shit that I really don't need and I actually chose to live my life for me. Because realistically, you do get to choose how you live this life. You get to choose what you fill your days with, what you carry energetically. And if you've gotten yourself into a whole bunch of circumstances where you're like, nope, I absolutely cannot, what is something small that you can start with? Can you have one conversation that sets a healthy boundary so that you don't have to tolerate listening to someone's drama and allowing it to fill your capacity? Can you choose to change up the meals that you're eating or making for yourself so that they nourish you a little bit more, so that you're not filling your capacity by feeding and fueling your body with garbage? Can you choose to drink less caffeine today and drink more water so that you're not feeling like a buzzing ball of anxiety all day long and you feel hydrated and you're able to be a little bit more grounded to take on what the day actually looks like? Can you choose to fuel your mind with things that actually feel nourishing and supportive, or maybe even just some silence and some free space so that you can sift through what's actually going on in your head and maybe just take a couple breaths and stop consuming for a moment? Can you allow yourself to show up for yourself and see what limitations or past belief systems or trapped emotions are being energetically stored in your system and taking up all the space and causing you to be reactive? Let them energetically go and replace them with positive, high vibrational beliefs and emotions. And allow yourself to feel into those and feel what it feels like to expand your capacity in a positive way instead of having it maxed in what feels like a super negative way or a heavy way or an overwhelming way. Because if I say you can expand your capacity and you say there's no freaking way my capacity could be any larger or more maxed than it is now, I'm not talking about expanding your capacity by having you carry more. I'm talking about expanding your capacity by making space so that you can carry more of what fuels you, what lights you up, and what makes you actually feel alive, so that you can love every single part of this human experience, the ups, the downs, and so that you can feel like any down that you hit isn't going to be the one that totally fucking breaks you, because that's not what life is about. Life has ups and downs. It's not ever going to just be perfectly happy all of the time. It's not meant to just have one emotion. So if you're on the search for continual, all the time, elated joy, you have been sold a lie. Because the whole point of this human experience is to be able to experience. And without the downs, you won't be able to appreciate and love and experience the ups to the same extent. And that is beautiful. That's not something to fear. That is something to celebrate. Because when you leave this human body, you go back to being all-knowing, all-encompassing, divine energy. You already are that. You have just chosen to experience and remember from a human body to be able to taste, smell, touch, feel the good and the bad. But instead of choosing to just go with the motions and subscribe to life having to look this super mundane way, it's time that you start allowing yourself to experience magic every single day, to ritualize the small stuff, to give yourself the space to do so, to let go of all of the shit that you've been carrying, that you've been convincing yourself you have to feel or you have to carry, to let it go. And allow yourself to have the capacity to experience life from the magical freaking viewpoint that you're here to experience it from.